Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
The trick to finding balance in life. Capacity is the amount that something or someone can produce. Why am I sharing this with you? Well, managing your capacity is the trick you have to master to find balance in your life. Do you ever find yourself feeling exhausted? Do you ever find yourself feeling overwhelmed? Many of us are busy with family, work, hobbies, community responsibilities. Sometimes we allow our schedules to take control of our lives, and our priorities can get disorganized. As a result, we can feel stressed, frustrated, and tired. When your life is feeling a little imbalanced, it may feel as though you've neglected your needs, your values, your priorities. Although it can be easy to feel regretful and maybe even burned out in that moment, you can still work towards achieving a sense of balance in your life. Finding balance means striking a balance in all aspects of your life: social, physical, spiritual, economic, and mental. Reaching a balance is a learning process, and at times you may tip the balance too much in one direction and have to find your footing again. Your personal balance is unique to you, and your challenge will be staying mentally healthy by keeping that balance. So again, why am I talking about capacity? This is the trick to finding balance in your life, because capacity is about managing your available capacity to ensure your resources are used to their optimum. Or more simply, you have a certain number of hours in the day. Your goal is to maximize the value you get from those hours given your limits. If you can master managing your capacity, you will be living a balanced life. So I want you to start now. Start thinking about yourself in terms of capacity. Not just hours in the day, the time. What do you have the capacity to do? You need to think holistically about yourself, your mental space, your energy levels, your time available. And then there's some simple questions you can ask yourself that can help you get that capacity management right. Where are you currently investing your capacity? Where do you want to invest your capacity? Where are the gaps? Where is it aligned? And what needs to change? Then ask yourself, what can you delegate? What can you do differently? And what help do you need, or what can you remove or delete? Okay, so that answer those simple questions for yourself. And when you answer those, you will be starting to manage your capacity. Why is it important to manage your capacity and find balance? Essentially, if you're living a balanced life, you'll be able to tend to and nurture the different aspects of your life without worrying about what you've forgotten or let slip. Through this process, you will improve your overall health. Finding the right balance for you will help you lead a happier, more contented life. Managing your capacity and having balance will ensure your growth as an individual, securing your mental well-being. To start today, think about your capacity and be prepared to put boundaries in place where you need to. Answer those questions. Where are you investing your capacity? Where do you want to invest your capacity? Where are the gaps? Where is it aligned? And what needs to change? And in that, what can you delegate, do differently, get help, or delete? Start today. Think about your capacity. You've got this.